This week the parsha is Kisisa, which describes the Chet Ha'Egel, and it's also this Shabbos Para, which is all about the process of gaining Tahara. And the Medrash quoted by Rashi in Parshas Chukas famously says that the process of bringing Tahara through the Para Aduma is a way of seeking forgiveness for the sin of the golden calf. It is the mother, the Para Aduma, achieving atonement for her child, for the Egel. So, the Maharal on page Kuf, in these old editions of Gur Aryeh to Bamidbar, Parshas Chukas, page Kuf, Mashal Leben Shifcha, the bottom left column on page Kuf. Mashal Leben Shifcha.
On the bottom.
Yes, on page Kuf, bottom left column.
Okay.
Mashal Leben Shifcha, Shetinef Palten Shal Melech. The words in the Midrash are, imagine that a woman brings her small child. The small child has, you'll excuse me, a dirty diaper, and it messes up the palace. Well, mom's got to clean up after her baby. That's the idea here. The Para Aduma is the way that mom is going to clean up after her baby. That's how the Para Aduma achieves forgiveness for Chet Ha'Egel, the Im Tomar. D'ma'inyin Para Aduma shehi metaheres tumas meis l'chaper al meis ha'egel. Why specifically is Para Aduma going to achieve tahara from tumas meis, where if a person has been in contact with a corpse, they need to be sprinkled with the water, with the ashes of the Para Aduma? I understand that having a mitzvah hatorah with the Para Aduma somehow addresses the Chet Ha'Egel, but why specifically tumas meis, being taken off a person by being sprinkled with that water mixture with the Maim Chaim and the ashes of the Para Aduma? V'yesh l'tarets de'ilu lo'echatu be'egel ho'yu chayim la'olam. That's because death itself is a result of the Chet Ha'Egel, that we would have been given, each of us, eternal life, that we were of such a spiritual character from having Torah, and Torah is so removed from the physical. Whatever is physical is finite, and yet people who are of Torah become so, therefore, eternal as to even defy death itself. That's what was promised to us. Elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. So that's the status that we achieved. And then, achein ka'adam temusun, unfortunately, because of Chet Ha'Egel, we do have mortality. Kedisa v'perek kamad av Arizara, amr Rabbi Yossi, lekiblu Yisrael, es ha'tora, elu shelo yishlot behem malach ha'maves. T'chziv l'man yitav l'chol v'necha ad olam. The Torah was given to us that we would have, literally, tov ad olam. Well, what's tov, what's good, that is forever? Eternal life. U'kishachatu be'egel, amr ha'kadosh baruch hu, chibaltem ma'aseichem, you've ruined everything. You've ruined through your actions. You've become mortal. Achen ka'odim temusun, as the pasuk says in Tehillim. Olaficha chamisa hi chet ha'egel. Be'egel. Lekach omar. So because it's the chet ha'egel, which is that misa is in the egel itself. The egel is the source of the misa of Jews. So therefore, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tavo imo t'kanach es hatso'ah. Those are the words. Et hatso'ah. Let mom come and clean up after the mess that the egel made. Comes the para to clean up the mess. The mess is death, which was only something we have to contend with because of the chet ha'egel. Okay. Ulefichach metarin tumas meis ba. Amnam masha amru. This that they said, that there's this relationship of the mother specifically being the one to atone for and make amends for what was done by her son. Tavo imo utachaper al ma'asa egel. Ramzu b'zeh remez muflag b'chachma ma'od. This is something that's very important, and there's great, great Torah wisdom meaning that there's a great godly and divine intention in this, that the mother is what we use to achieve the forgiveness for what happened with and what we did with the son. Ki. Because, kasher chatu v'asu ha'egel. What is the egel in the words of the Maral here? Siba v'haskola masha'enu haskola. What the Jewish people did was we created what we believe to be a power. Siba means a cause, a haskola, a first cause. You know, in philosophy, that's what you often will call a god or a divine power is a first cause. So what we created in the Egel, and we said, oh, now we have a power to turn to. We have a power to trust in. That is a Siba v'haskola. But the truth is, it wasn't real, right? There's no power to the Egel. The Egel was indeed not at all of any significance. It had no power. It was not a god. Masha'eno haskola. So he calls it Siba v'haskola, Masha'eno haskola. Hutzrichu kapara, they therefore needed forgiveness, lahoros, forgiveness that would show ki ein ha'egel siba v'haskala. So something that would show that, no, the egel is not a god, it's not a god that has power and that we result or that anything in our life flows from the egel or what the egel is, what the egel wants, what the egel does. It doesn't want, it doesn't do, it does not have any power. It is the source of nothing. Nothing flows from that egel. Rak, on the contrary, sheyesh siba v'haskala l'egel. On the contrary, very opposite. The egel is not only not a power, the egel is merely the result of a cow, of a mother cow that gave birth to it. And that's why it's specifically, let the mother get into the picture. Because by the mother getting into the picture, what we are expressing is that the egel is nothing. And the egel has no power. There is nothing that is to be worried about. There is a superstitious sense that we should stick to this. And in the ancient world, there was a tremendous amount of this. You can go to the Bible Lands Museum and see gold calves. They have found, archaeological digs have come up with all kinds of golden calves that people, you know, really trusted in or believed in somehow. So the point is, let mother come into the picture, because what we're expressing is, not only is the egel not a source of power, the egel is simply itself a creation of its own mother. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Rakshi yesh siba v'haskala l'egel. Not only is the egel not a siba, the egel has a siba, a cause, and what's that? Vihi ha'em, its mother. Ve'en l'hakshos. Don't ask, the yomru she'em haskola. Well, now, what good have you accomplished? You know, now it's the mother that will be seen as the first cause, and you'll end up deifying the mother. Ze'eno. No, that's not going to happen, because it's a nekeva. Ki'en nekeva haskola. The mother is not a threat that way. You're not going to replace the egel and say, so the mother is the god, because the mother doesn't represent that. On the contrary, the mother as an akeva represents being secondary to, a tufel to, the male, the zachar. Shehi alula, she is caused, ve'ena ila. Maral often uses that word, the word being alula, alula, or alul, the one that's caused, ve'ena ila, but not a cause. Hine hakol olul ve'eino ilo v'zeh ha'eim mekaneches tinuf ha'egel b'na. That's the idea of having the mother come and clean up, meaning show that the egel is not of any significance. It's got no power. It never had any. It is not to be, should never have been deified. It has no godly power. Make this clear. Let it be shown and expressed by the mother, by the mother being the one to come into the picture and make it clear. And that achieves the kapara for the errant way through which there was this sense of some kind of belief in this egel. Now he goes on here, and I'll just speak it out. He goes on here to explain that, of course, the Egel was created. Everybody knew that Aaron had fashioned this Egel out of raw gold. No one really understood it to be the source. But that's always how Avodah Zarah is. That they believe that there are powers vested in lower authorities. The idea of Avodah Zarah is that God is not approachable. And that God is not in relationship with us. He's so distant and so far removed. So there are lower and lesser forces that are of his creation that we have to contend with. So we are busy with, you know, whether it's the sun or the moon or the stars, or in this case, the ego. So what now is being expressed is, no. The source of the ego is not God. And the ego has no power given to it or imparted to it, authorized by God. The Egel is simply an Egel. And an Egel is created by a cow. And let's remember that. And that's what we are expressing. And that's what it means when we say that the mother, the Imo, should come to Kanach as Satsoa and clean up after its child. Now we'll skip a couple of lines in the middle of the line, about two-thirds of the way down the right-hand side on page Kuf Aleph. You see where it says, Va'od yesh bazeh divrei chochma. Va'od yesh bazeh divrei chochma. Ki kasher chotu be'egel v'asol lehem haschala v'hi eina haschala. By having created this egel and giving it and ascribing to it, you know, some kind of godly power by deifying it. The point is to express and show that no, it is not a first cause. It is not in any way divine. Rather, it is caused and brought into this world by a mother, by a cow. And that mother itself is also simply the flesh and blood of a mammal. Not more, not less. Matter itself, created by God. In other words, it's not only the case that the egel comes from the parah, but even the para, what is the para after all? Let's bring the para back to where it came from. How do you do that? You destroy it. You destroy it and you pulverize it. Dust to dust, and in this case, into ashes. And so you turn it back into what he calls here, Ad Shechozer El Yesod HaPashut, to its simplest, most basic form. And there are four elements: earth, water, wind, and fire. And so what he means to say here is that by bringing this para down to the level where it is nothing but, there's nothing left of it. It is ashes. Afar va'efer. You have brought it back down to its most basic elementary form, expressing the fact that it is not creator, it is created. B'kasher chozer el yisod ha-poshet, when it goes back to that basic elementary shape and form, hine eno nimtza legamri, it's gone. It certainly doesn't exist with any mystique or power surrounding it. It is on the contrary, it's destroyed and brought down to its lowest element, its most basic element, being earth itself. Ulefichach kaparas chet ha'egel, kasher lo kupara. The kapara of chet ha'egel is take the mother, the para. Shemimenu nishava hadavar. Shesamu hemaschala. They made it into a god. They called it a first cause. Take it. Take that para which was the mother of the egel. V'sarfu osa. Now burn it. Ad sheshav la'efer. Till it is itself just ashes, shehu afar, which is like earth itself. Yesod Pashut. Bring it back down, show that it is the very opposite of Creator. It has no creative power. It is not divine. It is merely created. Created by the Para. And the Para itself has been reduced to its lowest element, dust to dust. B'zeh nira shemasha samu heim haschala eino haschala rak sofo chozer el hadov shememenu nishava v'chozer el yisod poshet ve'ein losum also haschala. That is what this mitzvah of Parah Aduma therefore is all about. So he has said really two things. That by having the mother come to be mekaneach after tzo'as beno, what Medrash really means is, let there be the mother that shows that this is not a first cause, this is not a god, this is not, in the words of the Maharal, Siba or Haskalah. On the contrary, it's just an ego, the product of a para, and that it has no godly power, and never did, and never will. And then, to accent that very point, take this source of the ego, the para, and reduce it to its most basic element. Take out all of its other character traits, bring it down to the element of its own dust, to its Yesod HaPoshet, which is again a way of signifying that any other regard, any other vestment of belief or power that you might impart mistakenly is just that. It's a gross error.
And because the redness of it is supposed to be like it's gold as well? Is that the answer?
Yes. That the fact that it's got that resemblance to the color of gold is a reference, a remez to the idea of
the red heifer.
That
was going to be my question.
Yes.
Then why particularly a red?
Because it represents that gleam of the bright gold, yellow, red, gold. And what you want to do here is understand that this all relates back to what he began with, which is that all of this trust in things that are of finite nature means death, because that's what ultimately causes the end of life. The fact that it's material, that it's finite. And then because of its being finite, it means death. Whereas the spirit and the holy idea and the holy idea of Chachma Elyoina, Elikus itself, is eternal. That which we could have had would have been that eternity. Ani amarti Elikim atem, v'nei Elyon kolchem, when we received the Torah. And that was taken away from us. We lost that because of the material egel in which we trusted. And that brings about, therefore, death misa. To reverse that, we begin by removing the tumas mes, removing that which happens due to the tuma of mes, of a corpse. And we do that by having Egel itself, so to speak, disproven and shown to have been a falsehood, so that the truth of who and what Hashem Yisbarach alone is the only Siba, the only Haskala, is being expressed by this turning the Egel's source of life, the Para itself, back into nothing more or less than its Yesod HaPashut. It's simply being dust to dust. That, so to speak, reverses or undoes what had been done by the creation of its child, by the creation of the Egel. And therefore, it brings back life. It brings us back to the possibilities of eternal life. And it brings back and it restores Tahara instead of Tumah.